Chinatowns, episode 11.
It's been a long time since I've stood in this pulpit. Not since my wife, Ruth, died. And that's 30 years. More. The Reverend has been on at me to preach again. I said, nobody wants to hear an old man raging about the world, going to the dogs. Now we're in a new century now, he says. The world's changing. That made me laugh. The world may change the length of its skirts, but nothing much else. He said, talk about forgiveness. Some of you know why he'd say that. I say it's for God to forgive, not man. But I tell you, one thing God won't forgive is the damn fools who object to this plan to unite the five towns. Oh, you can shuffle and mutter, you are wrong. Federation is the best thing that could happen to us. The date's been set and you should vote in favour. Make the five towns one. It is pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
No! This is God's house, sir. No place for politics.
Shall I talk about forgiveness then? Because it's not just God who won't forgive a no vote. It's your children and their children after them.
Shame on you.
How dare he?
Come on, Constance, let's get you home.
Federation's a wicked idea that must be stopped. He'll feel my stick if he's not careful.
I wouldn't do that. You need your stick to stay upright. You can make your feelings heard when you vote. You can vote, Constance. You've never been able to do that before.
Even so, I don't go to St. Luke's to be preached at.
Well, actually, you do.
About Jesus. Not this sort of thing. The man should be put in the stocks.
When was the last time someone was put in stocks? In Bursley? Not in our lifetime.
Go on, defend him. You can tell your friend...
He's not my friend, he's my business associate.
He's as sour as a crab and the rudest man in England.
I'll not argue about that.
Here he is. I say, you!
Me, Mrs. Polvey.
You old brute.
If you're about to go off like a steam kettle, you can save your breath.
Don't you take that tone with me.
I'll not stand here and listen to you ranting.
We're five towns, not one. We've managed well enough all these years.
Federation will make us a city, the 12th largest in England. We'll save money running the place and we'll attract investment. It's good business and that's what counts.
My sister's worried Bursley will lose its identity.
What's that worth in shillings and pence?
I'm Bursley, through and through. They're not like us in Turnhill, let alone Hanbridge and Longshore. They think differently. Father would turn in his grave.
He'd be out on the street waving a flag.
He would not.
You might be his daughter, but I were his friend. John Baines would have approved of anything that benefits business.
You're an old blagger with no heart.
Constance.
He prides himself on speaking his mind. I can speak mine.
I've never doubted that.
Get out of me way. You're wasting me time. Move, I say. I've called to... Oh!
Ephraim?
It's all right. I'm all right. It's just...
Oh, need help here. Oh.
Ephraim.
Take your hands off me. There's nothing to...
Is it all right?
I tell you, I don't need...
Lord.
Excuse me. Can I help?
Should we call someone?
Why don't you do that? I'll see to him.
Let's try to get him sitting up.
No, don't move him. Not yet. He may have hit his head. My uncle's a doctor.
No, I don't think he did. He just went at the knee.
He's coming round. Mr. Tellwright, can you hear me?
I'm going for Dr. Sterling.
Good idea. We'll get him home, Constance. Get the doctor to come there.
Mr. Tellwright?
Who are you?
My name is Grace. You've had a fall.
Sophia?
She seems to know what she's doing.
Stop neither, and I don't want to fuss.
You fell, sir.
Well, I'm all right now. Let me go. I can manage.
Lean on me.
No, thank you.
Lean on me.
Take a deep breath. And another. Very well, you can put your shirt back on.
Well, Sterling, what's up with me?
In my considered opinion, Mr. Tellwright... You've had an attack of incipient senescence.
Oh, I've not heard of it.
Well, it's very common.
Dangerous?
Fatal, always.
Good God, man, what are you telling me?
It's from the Latin. Senex, meaning old man. You're getting old, Mr. Tellwright, that's all. Your body isn't what it was. Sometimes it complains. Rest and good food will sort you out.
I don't pay you to make jokes at my expense.
Getting old is no joke, Mr. Tellwright. But it's better than not living long enough to do so. I'll keep an eye on things. Your heart, in particular.
Ask Constance Povey about that. She reckons I don't have one.
You must take better care of yourself, Mr. Tellwright.
I'm as fit as a flea. I was moulded and fired in a Bursley pot bank. I walk 5 miles a day.
Don't overdo it. Accept more help. What about your family? They'll look after you. Well, they love you, don't they? What a grand thing it is to be loved. And a grander one to love.
What nonsense is that?
It's Victor Hugo. I have a taste for French novels.
I always knew there was something wrong about you. I don't need to be loved, Stirling. I'm better without. Happen I'm not as sharp as I was, but I'll not give in. I can do everything I always did, just a bit slower.
It comes to us all. How many friends have you got?
Plenty.
Name one.
This is nonsense.
Name me any friend you've ever had.
Darius Clayhanger. We were like brothers.
He's been gone a long while now. Who else?
Mrs. Scales and I do business together. She's not so bad.
A ringing endorsement. Who else?
No, I'm not putting up with this.
The consultation's not over. Don't worry, I'm your doctor. It's confidential.
I loved my children until they turned on me.
Did they, though?
No. Disobedient, willful. Anna left me and took Agnes with her.
Who else, then? Your wives?
Not the first one, or we managed.
And Ruth?
I'll not talk of her.
Why not? I know what it's like, man. I lost my Elizabeth, remember?
I remember.
My heart broke.
Mine didn't break. God ripped it out of me. Assuming you've no pill to cure me, Dr. Stirling, you can be on your way now. Send in your bill. I'll go to Dr. Harrop in future.
Oh,
if the pain's so bad, you should lie down.
I don't think I could get up the stairs. It's that bad. I'll just sit here. Oh.
Shall I read to you?
Oh, I don't want to be a trouble, dear.
As you please.
Who's that now? Look and see, dear.
I'm not a woman who peers out from behind lace curtains. Dolly will answer the door.
Airs and graces. You were always the same, Sophia.
I was, wasn't I? But do you remember when we were little, watching Maggie parading around the square in her best hat?
I do.
I haven't thought of Maggie for years. What's happened to her?
Married a fishmonger. Died of diphtheria.
Were the two things connected?
I don't think so.
I told the girl I'd show myself up. Sophia.
Ephraim.
I hope you've come to apologise.
Oh, hope's a wonderful thing.
You've no business barging in here like a bull in a, you know...
China shop.
What?
Doesn't matter.
I've got news about the shop next door. I'm not obliged to tell you, of course, but as your sister and I have shared business interests, it's a courtesy call.
Learn the meaning of courtesy, have you?
You know, Constance Povey, you've not improved with age.
She's in pain.
So are those around her.
News, you said. What news?
Critchlow came to me. He's selling on the lease on the shop.
Can he do that?
Of course he can. It's Mr. Tellwright's freehold. We only own the house. Why is he selling?
Well, his trade doesn't warrant it.
That was a thriving business when I ran that shop.
Not anymore. All the smart shops have moved up to Knype. Bursley's done for. That's why Federation will benefit the town.
Federation is...
probably a subject best avoided, Constance. Who's bought the lease, Mr. Tellwright?
The Midland Clothing Company.
It'll still be a draper's then?
You can't call the Midland Clothing Company a draper. When Father sold you an overcoat, you knew it would last for 20 years. Buy one from the Midland Clothing Company, you're lucky if it lasts 20 minutes.
Nobody wants an overcoat for life these days. Well, that's my errand done. Unless you'd like to have your dinner with me, Sophia. I've a bit of business to discuss.
Oh, well, if it's business...
I don't know how you stand it. She's old before her time.
The pain makes her bad-tempered, and the bad temper seems to stick.
Well,
She settles into it. It's her age. You wouldn't know about that, of course.
Well, there's a bit of land up Vernage Lane for sale. 8 acres. I could get 90 houses on 8 acres, maybe 100. Do you fancy it?
You want me to invest? What interest will you give me?
Well, don't invest, be a partner. You'll get a good income from the rents.
I'd rather have the interest. I've got a good income already.
Well, thanks to me.
No, thanks to wise investments and not allowing myself to be bamboozled by my business partners. You think I'm joking.
Mr. Tellwright.
Oh, what's the pie today?
Rabbit.
Yeah, that'll do me, unless you've something cheaper.
No. The pie then, sir. Mm. Madam.
I'd like steak, I think.
Hold on, I'm paying for this, you know.
I can pay for my own dinner.
Yeah, go on, you're all right.
Can you do a sauce béarnaise?
A what, madam?
Béarnaise sauce.
You're not in Paris now, girl.
I don't know what that is, madam, nor will the cook.
Never mind. Just the steak, then. Rare. And some greens.
Yes, madam.
Béarnaise sauce.
I live in hope. Is that the business you wanted to talk about, the land?
Not entirely.
No, I didn't think that justified buying my dinner. What is it? Ephraim.
Well, I'll come straight to the point.
Do.
I'm worth upwards of £80,000, and you must be worth 30 by now. Oh, you don't look your age, and you scrub up well.
Thank you, I think.
We could do worse.
Oh.
Well, I'll not last forever, and you're young enough should I need nursing at the end.
You're proposing marriage?
Well, I take it you don't want soft talk and all that.
No.
Good. You're a sensible woman. You weren't always, but I've seen no signs of waywardness these last 15 years. Well, what do you say? Well, let me down gently, at least.
Goodness me.
Well, you're not going to get a better offer. Not with your past.
Probably not.
I'm serious, Sophia.
I know you are. I can't accept, though.
Because I'm old.
No, Ephraim, hard as you make it sometimes, I like you. I can't accept because I may still be married to Gerald Scales.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
He might be. He might not. I wouldn't know. I haven't seen him since 1868.
I'm sure inquiries could be made.
Let's not trouble ourselves, eh? I don't think you and I would make each other happy, do you?
Happy? Well, what's that going to do with anything?
What's brought this on?
It was just a notion.
Is it because you had that turn?
That damn doctor said a few things, yes. Made me ponder.
If you need a nurse when the time comes...
5 years in me.
You should speak to your daughters.
Oh, don't you start to.
I didn't see my sister for 20 years. I wasted all that time.
Well, now she's a cripple and a burden.
If she is, she's one I shoulder gladly. Is that what you're scared of becoming?
Well, I once knew a man called Shushins. He outlived his usefulness and his money. I'll not end like him.
Ephraim, you could live to 100 and spend a king's ransom every year, and there'd still be plenty to leave behind you.
I suppose. I'll not waste it, though.
I'm sure you won't.
It's very nice of you, Anna, but you didn't need to bring me cakes. Dolly's a dab hand with the oven.
There was a sale at St. Saviour's. There were 6 whole cakes left over. This one was so prettily iced, I thought of you.
Oh,
it's like the lace on those camisoles you used to stock. So delicate.
I shouldn't have cake in the house. The size of me.
Nonsense.
If I get much fatter, you'll be able to roll me down the hill.
Well, that'll save your legs. You're not fat, you're jolly.
You're a kind woman, Anna Miners. My mother had a tendency to roundness, though with the best will in the world, nobody could call her jolly.
Your sister not in?
At the Duck. With your father. I hope she's got a long spoon. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, we can't keep stepping round it, can we? My father can do as he pleases.
And he does.
I'm afraid it's not possible, sir, not without an appointment.
Tell him I'm here. He'll see me.
I'm sorry, sir. The mayor's a very busy man.
I've known him since he was in short trousers out of my way.
Sir, I have explained.
Yeah, come on, come out.
Please, sir, you're causing a scene.
Hey, I need a word now.
Must I send for a policeman?
What's all this commotion?
Well, this nincompoop says I need an appointment.
Mr. Tellwright.
Mr. Mayor, I did everything I could.
It's all right. Mr. Tellwright's not easily thwarted once he's made up his mind.
I've business, Edwin. It's important.
Come into the mayor's parlour.
Hey, see, boy, you should respect your elders.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Clayhanger.
Don't be. He's a force of nature. Have a seat. Can I offer you a sherry?
If I wanted a drink, I'd have gone to the Dragon. Look at you, young Clayhanger, Mayor of Bursley, sitting behind a big oak desk. My, my.
I think the dad would have liked it.
He'd have been surprised. He never showed much promise. How's the wife?
Hilda's very well, thank you. Busy with the suffragists.
Oh, aye. And the lad?
George is in London now. He's an architect.
Another one gone south. The young don't come back to a failing town.
I'm doing my utmost to ensure that Bursley's not a failing town. Hence the move towards Federation. I understand you're in favour.
How do you reckon that?
Oh, certain controversial sermon at St. Luke's. There has been much comment.
I've always spoken plain. You're a Federationist yourself, I imagine.
I am. Privately, at least. As mayor, I'm impartial. My firm can't even print campaign leaflets unless I print for both sides.
Well, this public vote will need brass spent. Speakers brought in, posters, a pound in the right pocket here and there.
That would be illegal, of course.
We all know how the world works.
Used to work, perhaps.
You think it's changed? You're still wet behind the ears, then. Look, getting this vote past the public will cost. I'm here to give you 5,000.
Sir?
Towards the campaign.
That's very generous.
I call it my legacy. Do I make the cheque to you?
No. Absolutely not. The mayor's office can't be involved.
Well, it's a sorry thing when a man can't stand up for what he believes in.
Mr. Blake is heading up the pro-federation campaign. I can put you in touch.
Aye, do. Happen he'll bite my hand off, young Clayhanger.
Please don't call me that.
You've bought that bit of land down by the bridge, haven't you? Where the Primitives' Chapel used to be before they moved up the hill.
The land's been through several owners since then. Why, were you after it?
Oh, I only build houses now. It's not suitable. What'll you put there?
It's to be a new lithographic works. Tertius Ingpen's been helping me with the layout.
Oh, him.
I've been working closely with the architect. George is assisting him. It could be a handsome building.
I always had a yen for architecting. It worried your father no end. I caught you hanging over the parapet of that bridge the day you left school.
I don't remember that. Feeling nostalgic, Mr. Tellwright?
Yeah, don't be soft. You're still a liberal then? You haven't gone over to this new lot?
The Labour Party, you mean?
Though I suppose that would have put paid to your chances of being made mayor.
You think that would have stopped me?
I don't know what to think about you, lad. I never have.
Best to think nothing then. I might join the Labour Party. It's early days. I'll see how it develops. I'm sympathetic to their cause.
But you believe in federation?
Of course. Federation's good business. Good for the Five Towns. There's no contradiction between fairness and good business, Mr. Tellwright.
If you say so. But I'll put my money where it does me most good. And for now, that's federation. Well, I'll talk to this Blake fellow then.
Have you done this before, Mr. Tellwright? Funded a cause you believe in?
Why do you ask?
Do you know why I went into politics?
I've come to give you money, lad, not hear your life story.
I was at a Primitive Methodist meeting at Longshore Camp, the day of the Sunday school centenary.
Well, that's years back.
I saw Cassie Wayman brutally beaten by men with clubs who'd been paid to stop workers congregating together.
Oh?
I swore that if I ever found out who'd paid them, I'd bring the full force of the law down on their heads. I wasn't in a position to do that then. I am now.
So what's this to do with the price of cheese?
I don't believe this is the first time you've funded a cause you believe in.
That trouble was a long time ago. You'd never find proof, not now.
Probably not. But it's not forgotten.
You don't like me very much, do you?
You were a good friend to my father, sir.
Aye, I was. And I'll be a good friend to the Pro-Federation campaign. It's clean money, take it or leave it.
Personally, I wouldn't touch your money with a barge pole, sir. But I'm sure Mr. Blake will be grateful for your contribution.
May I sit here?
I beg your pardon?
Do you mind if I sit on the bench with you?
It's a public park.
Good. Thank you. Are you feeling better?
I've not been ill. Oh, yes. You. You helped that day.
I did?
Nobody asked you to help, and it'll get you nowhere, so you may as well go away.
I wanted to talk to you.
I've nothing to say.
I'm Grace, in case you've forgotten.
I know who you are, madam. I'm not fooled. Your name's not Grace. It's Lucy.
I hate that name, and I won't answer to it. People call me by my middle name. Grace. Lucy Grace Miners.
Whatever you call yourself, I want nothing to do with you.
I heard you were hard-hearted.
Oh, did you? Well, happen you should have listened.
I've heard lots of things about you. I don't think they're all true.
Well, you can think what you like.
Grandfather.
Don't call me that.
Why not? You are my grandfather.
I have no children, thank you, and therefore no grandchildren.
That's not true, though. And it's a very hurtful thing to say.
Hurtful? Ask your mother about hurtful.
What happened between you two?
Ask her.
She won't speak of it.
It's not your business.
Tell me anyway.
She robbed me. Disobeyed me. Cheated me behind my back. Disgraced me. Left me alone and stole Agnes from me.
I see.
I doubt that.
It was before I was born. Can't you forgive her, after all this time?
A sin's a sin, however long past. And only God can forgive. Don't trouble me again.
I won't give up. I'm stubborn. Everyone says so.
Maybe you inherited that from me. Make the most of it, girl. It's all you're getting.
I told her not to call you, Doctor. The pain will pass.
It'll pass quicker with an injection, Mrs. Bovey.
She's been very bad these 2 days.
But where does it hurt most?
And on my hip. And all the way down this leg.
The sciatic nerve.
Hot water bottles didn't help.
And my back. Every time I try to change position.
I'll start with an injection to the hip. We'll see from there. Now, let me just...
Oh, my sweet. I don't like needles.
Look at me, Con.
But it'll get right into the central strongholds of the pain.
What is it?
Well, I better not tell you. It might lead you into mischief.
Oh, but you must, Doctor.
Well, it's hydrochloride of cocaine. Beware of the cocaine habit. It's ruined many a respectable family. But if I didn't have confidence in your strength of character, Mrs. Povey, I wouldn't risk it.
You will have your joke, Doctor.
There now. There. Is that better?
Oh. Oh, my. That's quick.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, goodness me. It's easing. Oh, it's really easing.
Thank you, Doctor.
I'll come back about 5:30 and repeat the dose, and we can see how your back is by then.
Is there anything else I should be doing?
I don't think so. The pain is only half the problem. The rest is nerves.
I wondered.
She's always been one to fret. And that row with Tellwright didn't help. And she's worrying about Federation. Does her son visit?
Cyril, not since Christmas.
If I were you, I'd move to some seaside place and enjoy yourselves. I mean, who'd live in Bursley if they had the choice? Especially here, right in the heart of it all. Smoke, dirt, no air, no light, no scenery.
One gets attached. I only came back for a visit. I never intended to stay all these years.
I'm deeply attached to my bed in the morning, but I get out of it. Show your sister jolly people, Mrs. Scales. Parties and games, excursions. Take her to Paris.
She'd hate Paris.
Yes.
Oh, I've just been reading Zola's Downfall.
Oh, La Débâcle.
Yes. What do you think of it?
Haven't read it.
Oh, I assumed
that because I lived in France, I'd know all about French books. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I've never had much time to read, and I hear Monsieur Zola is not quite nice.
No, you can call it a nice book. But it's about the siege of Paris and the Commune. Extraordinary stuff.
I lived through it. I've no desire to read about it.
Did you now? My, my, what you must have experienced. What a brave and splendid woman you are.
Oh, it was years ago. I'm not sure it warrants all the fuss people make about it.
A brave and splendid woman. I should get on. I'll come back later.
Constance will be pleased to see you.
Yes. Right. Goodbye now.
There must be something in the air.
Hello, Grandfather.
Oh, you're back, are you? Was I not clear last time?
I told you. I'm stubborn.
Is it money you're after?
No.
Well, I've nowt else for you. What's funny?
I like you.
I've given you no reason to.
No. You've been very rude. That's what I like. You intrigue me.
You remind me of someone.
Who? Mother?
Not her. I don't know who. It doesn't matter. What do you want?
I'm going to university next month.
What on earth for?
What do you mean? Why do people generally go to university? I'm reading history and theology.
They won't help you change your baby's napkin.
I haven't got a baby.
Well, you will have. Your father's a fool, wasting money on it. You can't even graduate.
I'll go to the same classes as the men, write the same essays, sit the same examinations. They may not award me the degree, but I'll have had an education.
What good will that do you?
I don't know. Isn't that what an education is about? To find things out. I'll find out what good it does me. It's the 20th century, Mr. Tellwright.
Aye, no, it is. So far, I'm not impressed. I know what you're trying to do.
Yes?
You want to make everything right.
What's wrong with that? I've never had the chance to know you.
Yeah, you've not missed much.
It seems a waste.
When a pot gets glazed and fired in the kiln, it comes out true or it cracks. Cracked ware is useless and gets tossed on the shard rock heap. There's no use trying to mend it. It'll never be sound.
I don't think you're cracked or useless.
You cheeky little...
You said something last time we spoke. You said a sin's a sin however long past. Did you mean it?
Yes, I did.
Isn't pride a sin? Because that's what's stopping you, isn't it? Your pride. I turn off here. Good day, Mr. Tellwright.
There you are.
Sorry, I was talking to a friend.
I've brought down your father's old trunk from the attic. We must think about starting to pack.
Yes, Mother.
Once upon a time, we'd have gone to the draper's in St. Luke's Square and brought everything new.
The Midland?
Before that. It was Mrs. Povey's, and ages before that, it was Baines's. Everything they sold was good quality, long-lasting.
Fashionable?
Possibly not. It was a lovely shop, though.
Mother, why don't you and my grandfather talk anymore?
What makes you ask that?
He's the friend I was with.
Friend?
Well, no, not really, I suppose. He says you betrayed him.
That's what he believes.
Did you?
No.
Can't you make it up?
I've tried, Grace. More times than you can imagine. Before you were born and since. If he sees me in the street, he crosses over to avoid me. Your father, too. We had to stop going to St. Luke's. It became so difficult.
But what did you do?
It never took much to upset him. I disobeyed him. That's all.
Please, Mother.
I let a young man named Will Price off a debt. He'd given us a promissory note. I destroyed it. Your grandfather thought I was wrong and cut me off.
It must have been more than that.
No. Will Price went to Australia. I gave him some money to help him. I like to think of him sometimes, sitting in the sun with his wife and family all around him.
You don't disown someone because of that.
You know what a miser is?
Someone who loves money more than people.
That's your grandfather.
That's a hard thing to say.
It's true. He's a tyrant too. His way or nothing, always.
Really?
Your Aunt Agnes and I lived in fear. We had to obey or suffer his rage, his moods, his sulks. I didn't know it wasn't usual. I'd never known anything else. He controlled every minute of our lives. Every meal we ate, everything we did. He squashed us flat. Or tried to. He'd have controlled our thoughts if he could.
I didn't mean to upset you.
It was cruel, Grace. There's no other word.
You must have hated him.
Of course I didn't. He was my father. You see, it's a subject best left. There's so much all mixed up together.
Do you hate him?
I did for a time. Not anymore. I had you and Hattie. I know how it feels to want to protect your child. And I think in his own peculiar way that's what he meant to do.
And this debt?
£30. It wasn't the amount. I rebelled and he couldn't bear it.
Does Father know?
Yes, he was there. It was all very... But we got married and you two came along and now everything is as it should be. And you're going to university. It's hard to believe. I shall stencil your name on that trunk.
What if he dies, Mother?
Grace.
He's old. What if he dies?
I've learned to stop worrying about things I can't control. Now, I just pray.
Gone?
What is it?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you.
I wasn't asleep.
Some leaflets have come and a big box of envelopes.
I volunteered to address them for the Stop campaign.
Oh.
I can't help with delivering or be much use in any other way, but I can do that. Help me, if you want. Sophia? Sophia, is something the matter?
This came for me while you were asleep.
A telegram? Oh, Lord, no.
Look.
Where are my glasses? I've put them down somewhere. Read it to me.
Mr. Gerald Scales is dangerously ill here. Baldero, 49 Deansgate, Manchester.
Oh, Sophia.
Yes. It has hit me, rather.
Gerald, you're Gerald.
I suppose it was bound to happen one day. People don't vanish, never to be heard of again. Only I really believed he must be dead.
Is that Balderall the jeweller?
Oh, I don't know. Deansgate, it says.
If it is, he's entirely respectable. Anna Miners has had dealings with him.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Sophia. You're not interested in Mr. Balderall.
No, no, it's good to know Gerald is somewhere decent.
Will you go to him?
Should I?
He's your husband.
He hasn't been my husband for years. I've forgotten him. How has he lived on and not come to me for money? If he knew how to find me, he would have come for money. How did Mr. Baldero know where to send the telegram?
Sophia,
up he
don't
turns like a bad penny. What's he been doing?
Only he can tell you that.
Why? He has no claim on me.
No.
I have to go to him, don't I? It's impossible not to. I'll catch a train.
Let me come with you.
You can't, not with your hip. Anyway, it wouldn't be right. I must go by myself. Have we a timetable?
You don't need a timetable. Ask Dick to take you. He has a car.
Oh, I couldn't possibly put him out like that.
He won't mind. It's an emergency. It'll be quicker than any train. I'll come with you.
I don't want that. I must go by myself.
We'll ask Dolly to run across to Dick.
Hello again.
Oh, for the Lord's sake, will you leave me alone?
I have a question, that's all.
I told you, speak to your mother, or don't. I don't care.
A question about Federation.
Oh?
Why will it be so good for us?
I thought that was obvious.
Not to me.
Well, that doesn't matter. You're not a householder. You've no right to vote.
I've been taught to ask questions when I need to understand something.
But you weren't taught to be thankful for what you're given.
All right. As I can't vote myself, say I'm given Federation. Why should I be thankful?
Because together the five towns will be stronger. Able to make better deals, save money, share strengths. Wherever you are, whatever your business, being part of something bigger won't just help you double your return, it will triple it, quadruple it.
Why?
There'll be others who have strengths where you have weaknesses, and vice versa. You'll cooperate to your mutual benefit, so nothing that matters need fall through the cracks. Everyone's happy. You'd be mad not to choose it.
I see. If you're part of something bigger, it makes you stronger, richer and happier.
Exactly.
Like a family, you mean? Well, that is what you mean, isn't it?
Oh, you devious little...
I only asked the question, Grandfather. You're the one with the answers. I must rush.
Come back here. Do you hear me? Grace!
Expect you so soon. I looked up the trains and I didn't see how you could get here before six.
I came by motor car. How did you know where to send the telegram?
Oh, he told me about the shop in St. Luke's Square. I'm afraid I have bad news for you, Mrs. Scales.
Is he dead then?
Before I telegraphed, in fact, but I didn't want to break it so baldly. It all happened very suddenly.
I hope he didn't cause you any difficulty.
In what way?
Oh, Gerald was... He was prone to causing difficulties.
He came in last night, just as we were closing. We had very heavy rain here. I don't know how it was with you. He was soaked through. I'd no idea who he was. I'd never seen him before. He asked me if I was the son of Mr. Till Boldero that had this shop in 1866. I said I was. Well, he says, you're the only relation I've got. My mother was your father's cousin. Can you help me? I could see he was ill. When I found he couldn't eat or drink, I sent for the doctor. He passed away at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm sorry my wife wasn't here to look after things a bit better. She's at Southport.
What was it?
Exhaustion, I suppose.
Is he still here?
Yes. I suppose you wish to see him?
Yes.
You haven't seen him for a long time, he said.
1868.
Goodness me. I sympathise with you, I really do. I wish my wife was here to receive you. Oh, please, Mrs. Scales, try to bear up.
It's you that makes me cry. You were very good to take him in.
Couldn't leave a boulder on the pavement. To think that if he'd only managed to please his uncle, he might have been one of the richest men in Lancashire. Will you come up now? Or will you wait a little, just as you wish?
I'll come now.
Here we are, then. I'll leave you.
Please, stay.
It's a shock, I realise.
Yes. The shock is... This will sound foolish, but... I hadn't expected him to be an old man.
I don't follow.
In my mind, he's as he was. I didn't expect to see him so... withered.
He said he'd come from Liverpool... From his shoes, I think he walked most of the way. In all that rain, too.
How tired he must have been. Oh, Gerald.
I should really leave you.
It's not that he wasted his life or that he shamed me. I don't care about that. But he was young once. Full of life and hunger and energy and... He was so beautiful. You'll never know how... Beautiful he was.
No.
It all comes to this, doesn't it? For all of us. Youth and vigour and life and joy. They all come to this. What does it matter how he treated me? It's done. Time has worn us out.
Would you like my handkerchief?
No, thank you, Mr. Boldero. You know, I suddenly wish I was dead.
I don't want to die, but I wish I was dead. I've been through too much. What was the point of it all?
Come downstairs and drink a cup of tea.
Good morning, ladies. I hear there are elephants about in the town today.
This way, Sophia. Don't worry. Oh, let's get you up to bed. Why did you come so quickly, Dr. Sterling? She was in Manchester. She took ill on the way home.
Gerald?
They have something in this tent. You're not afraid, are you?
Who's there?
What is it, Doctor?
Constance.
What ails her?
Can you hear me?
Isn't he marvellous?
Constance?
A black leopard. He comes from Africa.
Gerald.
Has anything like this happened before?
Once, she told me. Long ago. She fainted and then for some months. But that was long ago.
I think perhaps we'd better try the electric treatment. I'll send for the equipment straight away.
She'll be all right, won't she?
It doesn't matter. I don't mind.
Of course she'll be all right. She's Sophia.
Come on, Sophia, come on.
Why are you here? Where's Con?
Oh, she's having a lie down. You've worn her out. You've been very poorly.
Get her. I don't want you watching me die.
You're not dying, not you. Don't talk.
I went for Set.
Your poodle? Well, she's been gone these 10 years. Try to rest.
You're a stupid man, Ephraim.
You're delirious. At least you'd better be.
It means nothing.
What's that?
All that money in the bank. It's all you and I've got. Why did we bother?
You've had a shock.
Does it warm our hearts? Give us comfort?
This is grief talking.
Grief? Gerald, no.
Try to rest.
The girl I was, perhaps. All her high hopes kicked out of her. Why are you here?
I'm your friend.
Oh, are you all I'm left with?
Don't joke.
We're the joke. You've got 80,000 in the bank.
What if I have?
I've got more than you.
Not at the last count.
I have. I've got my sister. I've always had my sister. And I didn't know it. I lost her for a long time, but I got her back in the end. There is nothing else.
I'm going to let you get some sleep.
You've got your Anna.
Don't start about that.
Stubborn old goat.
Bossy old cow.
Yes, I am. I'll land up Vernage Lane. What return will you get on it?
20%. 22, perhaps.
You'll get better than that on your children. They're your best investment.
I can't find your lilac skirt. I was going to wash it before we start packing.
I lent it to Hattie. She was going to a tea party. She's probably got it on.
What's so interesting out there?
Come and see. Careful. Don't move the curtain. We don't want to frighten him. Oh, yes. How long has he been there? 20 minutes. He hasn't moved.
Should I open the door?
You might scare him off.
He's not moving.
No. Just standing there like a lamppost. Oh, well. Another day.
Go out to him.
No, Mum. Let him come to us.
Oh, it's you.
How is the patient this morning?
She died, Mr. Tellwright, about an hour ago.
Oh, she was getting better.
You all thought so, but she just died. Mr. Tellwright?
Happened she'd had enough.
Yes.
She were a decent sort, your sister.
She was. It took you long enough to see it.
What'll happen to her money, her investments?
She left everything to my son.
Tell him I'll be in touch. There'll be things for him to sign, papers and such. We have joint interest.
I'm going to shut the door now.
Right, I'll not come in.
You weren't asked. Now Sophia's gone, Mr. Tellwright. I don't have to be polite to you.
You've not been polite to me for years.
Whose fault is that? Good day.
The blackbird pipe is not the thrush and the village too, but there's none of them can sing so sweet my singing bird as you.
Big James Yarlett used to sing that.
So he did. What do you want, young Clayhanger?
You've been standing on this bridge for 20 minutes by my dad's old watch.
What's that to you? Happen I like looking at the water.
Do you?
No, not really. I think I was about to jump, did you?
Not you. I like the colours, the way they swirl and shift. There's green in there, and brown, and ochre, purple even, and the light hits it right.
Looks like water to me.
I just heard about Mrs. Scales. I'm sorry. She's younger than me.
Well, it's not to me. It's her sister you should be giving your sympathies to. She's the one who's had the loss. Now, this is your new works, then. You were right. It's a handsome building.
Thank you. Do you want to come in and see?
No, I was just...
I know. Watching the water. Are you ready for Thursday?
Thursday?
The vote? To see if the five towns become a city?
See if my campaign contribution has paid off, you mean?
That too.
And a damn well better.
Listen to the manor. I love a silver band.
Even this one? The Federationists paid for it.
No. Are they allowed to do that?
So it seems.
Have you voted?
First thing. There was a big turnout.
Come on. Help me up.
Constance.
Every vote counts, Anna.
It's nearly a mile to the polling station. Can you make it that far?
If we go slow...
I'll help you put your shoes on.
No, my feet are that swollen. I'll go in my slippers.
Take my arm. Lean on me. Do you need to stop?
Just to get my breath. Oh, this is like when the fair came. Do you remember? The menagerie.
Not really. I was very young. I wasn't allowed to go.
Can you manage there, Mrs. Pope?
Mr. Clayhanger.
Well, let me take your other arm.
I want no help from a Federationist. Thank you.
It really will be the best thing for Bursley.
I thank you to let go of me. Anna, come on.
Sorry.
No. You go and register your vote, Mrs. Pope.
It's your right.
Yes. And by rights, I should have a vote for the council too. I pay my rates. I have a mind to join the suffragists.
You should speak to my wife about that.
I'd vote you off the council. Make no mistake.
I admire your spirit, Mrs. Povey.
No, you don't. Anna, come on.
Hey, Anna.
Hello, Tellwright.
I saw Blake just now. He was beaming. There's a clear majority for Federation in Hanbridge and Longshaw.
Yes, but Bursley's hard to call. Let's wait for the result before we celebrate.
What will the new town be called?
They're proposing Stoke-on-Trent.
I like that. Blunt and to the point. It suits us.
Constance?
Come in, Anna. No need to break the news. Dolly's told me.
I thought I should check on you after your exertions.
Fat lot of difference it made.
No, that's not true.
We lost, didn't we?
But you had a vote, Constance.
That's true.
Women should be able to vote in all elections.
We couldn't make a worse job of it than the men, that's for sure. Shut the window, Anna. That noise is going through me. The bells shouldn't be pealing, they should be tolling.
There'll be fireworks tonight. It was a very narrow majority, if that's any consolation.
It isn't. A majority is a majority. They can tell me I live in Stoke-on-Trent to the blue in the face, but I don't. I live in Bursley. I was born in Bursley, and I'll die here too.
It may not be the end quite yet. The majority were so small.
Some of the lies those campaigners told were shocking.
People believe what they want to believe. That's the trouble. Are you getting up today?
I don't think I will. Dr. Stirling is coming to give me an injection.
Do you want me to sit with you?
No need, dear.
Will you be well enough for the tea?
What's that?
We're having a tea at that new place up by the Marquis of Granby to give Grace a send-off to university.
Is that today?
It would be lovely if you felt well enough.
I'll see, after the doctor's been. Usually I go straight to sleep.
I'm so proud of her, Constance. I could burst.
Of course you are.
Agnes is coming over from Buxton, specially with her little one.
Give your sister my best.
You'll see her. Or if you don't feel up to it, I'll bring her round later. Bring you a piece of cake.
I'm fat enough.
Nonsense. You're...
I know. Jolly. You laugh like Sophia.
Do I?
She was a bossy madam.
I'm not bossy.
I didn't say you were. I don't miss her bossiness.
But you miss her. You must.
I don't think about it. Yes, of course I do. Go on, get about your business, Anna. I'll close my eyes for 10 minutes.
See you later.
Come out of Mother's bedroom. You'll catch him if she sees you. Dunn's put the gimp on it.
It's so nice. I'm going to try it on.
You mustn't.
Only for a minute.
What if you mark it?
I won't.
You might. Come on.
Oh, come on. It is sickening sometimes.
We should go down and help Mother.
Who's that? Anna? Did you forget something? Oh. What are you doing here?
It's time, Con.
Is it? Oh, good.
The town has a spring in its step today. Quite right, too. We won, young clayhanger.
I've asked you before, Mr. Tellwright, not to call me that.
It irritates you, doesn't it?
It does. That's why you do it, of course.
We all need reminding where we've come from.
Grandfather?
Miss Miners.
Oh, would you excuse me, Mr. Clayhanger? I'd like a word with my grandfather.
I've said all there is to say.
I'll be on my way, I think. Good day.
Well?
Are you frightened of me?
You're a slip of a girl.
That isn't an answer. Why do you stand and watch our house? Well, don't deny it, I've seen you.
Well, happen I've just stopped to catch my breath. I'm old.
Every evening? I'm going to the tea shop at the top of the square. Will you walk me there?
Well, it's only a hop and a skip.
Even so. I'll wait till you're ready.
You must give your father sleepless nights. All right.
You must be pleased about Federation.
Oh, of course. There's money to be made.
Some say money's all you care about.
Do they?
I think they're wrong. I think you just hate people thinking you're soft.
I'm not soft.
I don't believe you.
You what?
Prove you're not soft.
Damn nerve.
Come into the tea shop with me. Everyone's there. Mother and Hattie, Aunt Agnes and her baby, Mrs. Bowers that used to be Miss Sutton. Father's coming later. You won't be the only man.
Grace.
Go on, Grandfather. I dare you. Just sit and drink a cup of tea. You don't have to eat the cake. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to.
So like her.
Like Mother, you mean?
Like Ruth.
What do you say? Shall we go? You nearly called at the house. You know you did.
Oh, let's get it over with then.
Father?
I don't want to intrude.
You're not. Move along, Hattie. Make room. Will you sit down, Father? Have a cup of tea.
Grandfather?
All right. Happen I will. One sugar.
In Chinatowns, inspired by the novels of Arnold Bennett and dramatised by Sean McKenna and Lynn Coughlin, Ephraim Tellwright was played by Neil Dudgeon. Sophia was Imogen Stubbs. Constance, Emma Cunniff. Edwin, Nick Underwood. Anna, Kate O'Flynn. And Grace, Kate Donaghy. Dr. Sterling was Sam Dale. Mr. Boldero, Tony Turner. The waiter, Lewis Bray. And the clerk, Joseph Eyre. Incidental music was arranged by Colin Guthrie and performed by Colin Guthrie, Peter Ringrose and Ian Conningham. The songs were performed by members of the company. The director was Gemma Jenkins.